Go and stop, master the basics. Let's talk about it. The first thing we need to do is we need to have a go card that has go on both sides of the card and a stop card that has stop on both sides. We're going to talk a little bit later on about why this is. For now, we're going to review the steps. The first step is choose a sound. In our example, in the video you saw, we used clapping your hands, but you could use any kind of sound. You could use stomping feet, you could use tapping desks, rubbing your hands together, tapping your knees, scratching the desk. Another really popular one, if you want to start introducing vocal sounds, kids enjoy making animal sounds, this kind of thing. But really, you could use any kind of sound that your kids enjoy making to play Go and Stop. The second step is that the leader shows the go card to the players, and the players start making whatever sound we've agreed upon. While you're holding the go card up, you want to keep the stop card behind your back. And then, of course, when you want the players to stop, you hold up the stop card, put the go card behind your back. And you repeat this, you vary the timing a bit to make it interesting. And then, of course, we might want to try playing this game with a new leader. Kids love to be the leader of Go and Stop. A variation you can do is to, instead of using sounds to play Go and Stop, you can use silent movements such as wiggling fingers, wiggling toes, shaking your hands in the air, shrugging your shoulders, nodding your head or shaking your head. This is a little bit trickier for some kids to master, but if they're really getting the idea with the sounds, sometimes you might want to bring this out for a challenge. And doing silent activities is always a lot of fun. Okay, so two important tips for Go and Stop, master the basics that you really want to keep in mind. We mentioned before double-sided cards. Really, really important to use cards with a go on both sides of the card and then a stop on both sides of the stop card. The reason is this. Sometimes people try and put it on one card with go on one side and stop on the other side. This is problematic because if you think about it, if a kid has go on one side and stop on the other, they're holding up the card, they see the stop sign, and the other kids see the go sign. And it's very confusing if you're the leader, because what you're seeing is the opposite of what the kids who are performing are seeing. So if it has go on both sides, then both the leader and the performer see the same thing. The second tip that we're going to emphasize is this idea that when you are showing one card, the other card goes behind your back. This is to prevent confusion on the part of the performers about which card they're supposed to be following. So if you're showing the go card, the stop card goes behind your back. If you're showing the stop card, the go card goes behind your back so that you only ever see one card at a time. Now, of course, depending on the physical limitations of your students, there may be some kids for whom this is not possible, in which case you need to just make whatever accommodations are necessary for that particular student to make sure that only one card is seen by the performers at a time so that they don't get confused.